We're on campus and we're online.
And we're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
We were wondering, this isn't your first time in the UK, is it?
No, and not in the UK. I've been here, but it's been a number of years. Mm-hmm. So it's my first time here doing radio tour, though, here for my music.
Yeah,
so,
last time it was just for pleasure, then.
Yeah, just for pleasure. Yeah, just enjoying it.
What brings you back here, then? I know there's the radio tour, but like, why do you want to come to the UK?
Yeah, I wanted to come. I mean, a lot of my listeners and followers actually come from the UK. And
really?
I've always been really inspired by the UK as well. So I was just really excited to come over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't realize we were that inspiring.
And we're also looking to come back in the summer and do some live shows and festivals as well. So
You're doing some festivals. Do you know which ones?
Can't announce right now, but definitely stay tuned.
Okay.
So
stay tuned.
Instagram.
Exactly. Yes.
But yeah, for those who aren't familiar, obviously this will air on Monday.
Yeah, we should
introduce. Obviously, this is Julia Khan. She's an up and coming artist. She's released her debut EP, which is Heroine's Journey. Oh, no, the mic's fallen down.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry, we can edit. So
what are we going to do with him?
Thank you.
Sorry, we just break your microphones.
That's okay. We've had a malfunction. But it's okay. And yeah, they are beautiful songs. We've been listening to it so much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Gorgeous. Appreciate
and
that.
I'm just wondering, what was your biggest inspiration for that album?
Yeah. I mean,
something, someone.
Yeah. Honestly, this is my first conceptual project that I've put out. And I was really inspired by the concept of the heroine's journey, which is basically like kind of the feminine take on the classic hero's journey that you learn about. So basically it's a journey to self-love and a journey of transformation and inner transformation and kind of learning to take the darkness in our life and turn that into light. So that whole concept just really inspired me when I was making it.
I picked that up as I was going.
And amazing.
Even though I'm not a woman myself.
When I say feminine too, it doesn't even mean just like woman or man or whatever.
I particularly resonated with Reaching. I thought that was really beautiful.
Thank you.
The music video for Reaching was stunning.
Thank you.
Where did you film it?
Thank you so much. We filmed it actually out west in Arizona in the States. My good friend, Margot Hess, she was the director of the video and she lives out there. And when I made this song, I knew it just felt super like expansive, like nature landscapes to me when I was making it. So it just seemed like the perfect place to go film it.
Absolutely beautiful. She did an amazing job.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, she's incredible. So
was that a hard process filming a music video? Was it difficult?
No. Well, that one, it was funny. We basically had two shoots. We shot at sunrise, kind of in the mountains there. And then at dusk, right just before sunset, at this lake too. So, they were pretty, it was a long day, but it was amazing. Yeah. And the second one, I actually was like, had to get on this table in the water to look like it was like floating on the water. And there's like all these families awkwardly watching me dance around. So no, but it was so fun though. It was such an adventure. You see
the awkward at the time.
Oh, you just kind of have to like get over it so fast. But at first, because it's also when you're singing in slow motion or you need it to line up, you have to sing the song in double speed when you're filming it. Yeah.
That must be so that so I'm throw you off.
So I'm standing on a table kind of singing in double speed, like it's so hilarious.
You have to move in double speed.
These people are like, what are you doing?
It must look like so weird behind the scenes,
but no, it was fun. It was really cool.
It was stunning.
I was wondering, like, were there any, I don't know if this is too much, but were there any like particular people that inspired particular songs?
So I mean, there's definitely a lot of different people that inspired different ones. Yeah, there's past people for sure that inspired it, and past relationships, a lot of different things that I went through, you know, especially the beginning. It kind of starts in darkness and it progresses into light as you listen through. So yeah, the whole kind of first half is kind of more of the darker times, or kind of when I was still trying to find myself, still feeling kind of lost in that space. And then as you're listening through, it's kind of me on that own healing journey to finding my own self-love and light. So yeah, there definitely are a lot of relationships that inspired it for sure.
Yeah. And was there a song that you found like particularly hard to either write or like put out, just thinking like that's quite a lot of vulnerability to put into a song and then have it go out?
I don't know. I think It was interesting writing Broken Kind of Beautiful, I think, because that was, I kind of wrote that retrospectively from a time in my life that was very dark, or I was very lost at that time. So it was interesting revisiting that a little bit, but it also felt so necessary to the story. So
So that's like one of the first tracks in there, or the first one after the intro.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that really sets the rest of the EP, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Perfect choice. Stunning song.
Oh, thank you.
Can we expect an album, by the way? That's what I was wondering.
In the works. We have some things in the works, a lot of new music in the works that I'm really, really excited about. Mm. So, yes.
It's incredible.
I'm really interested in your songwriting process.
Yeah.
So, like, one of your songs, how did you begin to write it? Do you write it with a melody in mind first, or do you have a lyric, or is there just an idea that you want to slowly turn into a song? How do you face writing up one song?
Yeah, so it's funny, I feel like different songs kind of take on a different approach for me sometimes. I'm very lyric driven, so I'm always writing lyrics. Like if I'm driving in the car, I'll get so many lyric ideas or concept ideas, or it's always when I'm doing something random. I feel like I get the most like ideas in that way. But then I'll kind of jot them down, or I'll record a little voice memo so I remember it. And then I come back to it later and kind of build a track off of that. Yeah. Or some of them, with the concept project, I had a few of the songs already, like Life Lessons in the Parking Lot. I knew I wanted to end on that one, and Love Me Instead. So I kind of filled in some more gaps based off of the concept of like, okay, I'm telling this story, I want to get to the light, you know, how can I fill this in? So then I kind of started those songs more off of the concept itself. So yeah, it kind of is just a fluid way that I create depending on the song and stuff. But
it seems like quite an intense process.
Yeah, it can be, but it's very like, yeah, it's very cathartic too to just express in that way.
I think we stumbled across you. You're into music therapy or something?
I have done some things with music therapy in the past. I actually studied psychology when I was in school. So mental health, I've always been super passionate about. And I did work with music therapy for like a summer when I was in Chicago.
Myself as well. I'm Welfare Officer Jacob for Travel Society.
What'd you say? Say that again.
Do you think that your university years were maybe some of the hardest, or was that not so?
I think a little bit of both. I think those were times when I was still finding myself so much, and which I think a lot of people are at that time in their lives. There was a lot I was working through at that time, but then also they were some of the most like freeing and like liberating times that I'd had. So it was kind of this like two sides of that experience I had when I was in school, but they were so like rich with writing. Like I was always just writing so much about that time.
Because you're learning so many.
Right.
I think that's definitely something I resonate with.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm a first year here.
Right.
So definitely you've got like stress of learning everything new,
right,
finding yourself, but
being
also being, you're kind of free and not free at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're kind of like trapped by not knowing who you are, but also you kind of can figure that out.
Exactly, 100%.
That's a really big thing in your album. Your EP.
No, but actually that's a huge part of it, especially that whole first half is me kind of grappling with those feelings of still trying to find myself, still trying to find who I am.
Definitely.
And then kind of working my way through that as you listen through as I was making it. So
would you say you're at a point where you've found who you are then?
I think so, yeah. I think now I feel, I mean, obviously I think we're always still finding, you know, I don't know if we're always going to be like, oh, okay, yes, I found myself forever, you know, but I definitely think now I'm at such a place where I've kind of like found that light within myself, not to be cheesy, but like even going through that whole journey, really, I feel like that's something that I was able to find and feel much more solid in that way now, which is cool. But
that's such a great thing to be able to say, like,
say that, but there's obviously still so many things I'm figuring out, you know. It's always, I feel like, a work in progress, like we're never fully done, you know what I mean?
Because you obviously have like your bad days, I'm assuming.
Oh my gosh, of course.
When
I mean, 100% all the time.
I mean,
For sure. And I mean, I'm someone, I also have anxiety, so it's something that I'm always constantly having to be on top of and battle with too. So
how does that like come into play when you're performing then?
It definitely does. It's been something that I've kind of had to manage, but I'm really into like spirituality and things too, and obviously I said mental health, so I do a lot kind of to manage it, like meditation. I write a lot in the morning, and I'm pretty committed to those things, and that's really, really helped a lot. But
I tried a gratitude journal for a while, and I actually found it really helped.
It really does. Yeah. Like, at first you're like, okay, this is silly, but then as you do it, you're like, oh, wait, now it's restructuring my thoughts. Yeah.
Journaling is one of my
Journaling.
Yes.
How's it going?
And you know, you sell a journal. I saw that.
I do, yes. Oh, thank you for seeing that.
Yeah. It does really help, and as you say, at first it feels a bit cheesy because it feels a bit too obvious to write down. Yeah.
Right, you're like,
I was looking on Pinterest, like, journal prompts, and it's like, what things are you grateful for? And you're like, oh, I know that, I don't need to write it down. But once you write it down, and you write down maybe things that make you sad, or like, work it out, and I think that definitely...
really helps you formulate your own sort of makes thoughts and emotions,
Right, journaling, I think, has been one of the most, like, life-changing things for me, too. I kind of do like 3 pages in the morning. It's based off of this book I did. It's called The Artist Way. I don't know if you guys have ever read it, but it's really helpful if you're interested. But anyway, it was really cool, and so I started. It's just free form writing that I'll do in the morning, and like, it's crazy. Yeah, at first you're like, why am I what am I writing? This is like doesn't mean anything. But then as you keep going, you're like, oh, okay. I kind of see what's going on now.
Definitely,
and
to what I need. Listeners journaling, like, even if you think it's ridiculous or cheesy,
doesn't matter.
Just try it.
Right.
Just give it a go.
Yes. I should imagine it kind of helps with your songwriting as well.
Totally. Yeah. I think they go so hand in hand. 100%. I think a lot of the realizations that I've come to through writing and journaling, like, are the realizations I've come to in my song then, or I've taken song lyrics from journal sessions that I've had as well. Yeah, like little bits of it. So
is there a song on the EP that you think you weren't really expecting to either put on, or you thought maybe stands out from the EP, or just one that you particularly is different from the rest?
I think Reaching is a really unique one that came about, especially just with the production too and the structure of it. That song, I think, stands out a little bit to me, and just comparatively to the rest of the songs on the EP. It's just like a unique journey it kind of takes. And I think you kind of hear some of my electronic influences come in a little bit there, too. So, yeah.
You produce everything yourself as well?
Like, I do produce. I co-produced a lot of the album with another producer as well, Phil Barnes. But yes, yeah, I co-produced too.
You're talking about your spirituality helping with your mental health.
Yeah.
How has your spirituality helped with your music? Or does it at all? Is there a mesh between the two?
Yes, 100%. I think the two are very intrinsically connected. Sometimes, you know, you don't know where ideas come from. And I feel like the more I'm kind of in tune with some of that spirituality and things like that, the better I write, or the more inspired I get with my writing. I think a lot of my writing includes kind of a lot of spiritual themes too. So yeah, I think they're definitely connected for sure.
And like, what age do you think you kind of got into that sort of route, like spirituality, mental health, mental well-being?
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like I've always subliminally kind of gravitated towards like spiritual things or certain like symbolism of things. But really when I was in school, I think I started to get more and more into it as I started to learn more about like mindfulness, and then just followed down that path and got more and more into it. It's probably during school.
And you talk about obviously the importance of I'm not womanhood, that's the wrong term, but like connecting with being a woman, obviously, is you were asking this really interesting question about like overcoming adversity, maybe as being a woman.
Yeah.
Has that affected your writing or?
For sure. Yeah, 100%. And that's, I think, a big inspiration for the project too, and calling it Heroine's Journey, I think. Yeah. That's one beautiful thing about the feminine. And again, when I say feminine, you know, that doesn't mean like, this could be for anyone. Everyone has masculine and feminine within them. But I think a beautiful thing about the feminine journey is that they're able to kind of go inward and transform that whole transformation of darkness into light, or to take something from it and to learn from those moments and to create something beautiful out of them. I think that's a beautiful aspect of the feminine. And I think a journey that all of us have been on as a woman too, like the adversity we faced and the misunderstandings and having to work through a lot of that in our society, and kind of learning how to find our own power and find our own self-love. So that was something that was really, really important to me to get across in the project too.
Does it feel like you struggle sometimes to like get yourself out there though, as it's such like a male dominated industry?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I would like to see so much more, you know, women in the room, even just in, you know, when we're producing or making the songs in the studio, you know, I'm still often in a lot of male dominated rooms, and I've been working more and more with so many incredible amazing women. I mean, there's so many incredible women in this industry. Yes. Yes.
And life.
No, but right. But that are so incredible and just deserve a lot of say at the table. And I think it's getting better and better, but it definitely is something to work through. One of the main reasons I even taught myself how to produce is I was in a lot of rooms coming up where my ideas weren't always heard or I weren't always kind of validated. And so I was like, all right, well, then I'm going to learn to kind of do this myself, express it myself so you can fully get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That definitely, I think, pushed me there to do that, which was cool.
Because it must be especially hard, because obviously I know a lot of maybe like older generations like don't see spirituality or mental well-being or things like that as particularly important. They kind of just think, oh, like it's not really something we ever
right they didn't grow up talking about with it
mindset,
yeah,
so
there's a lot more stigmatized too.
Yeah, written off madness,
right,
having been sad and that was it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I think it's so important, and something your songs obviously massively reflect is importance of it.
Yeah,
it's definitely getting better and better as it goes on,
for sure. And I feel like the more it's talked about, it's just like the better and more open it can be. But yeah, I think these generations too, it's great like how much more open in that department it is. I think that's one thing that it excites me about the future in that way, is how much more vulnerable and open I think our generations are able to be. So
so where do you see your future? What do you see in your future? What does it look like?
Well, I'm excited to come back here this summer and do live shows. That's and festivals. Yeah, I'm really just looking to keep building this as much as possible. I have lots and lots of new music that I'm working on too, so I'm really just diving headfirst into all of that and excited to really take the live shows to a new level and to a lot more festivals as well. So just really expanding on the journey basically, beyond Heroine's journey, and keeping that's it going. So,
and of course, you're from Nashville.
So I'm currently based in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. I'm actually originally from Indiana, which is like four and a half hour drive away. So, not many people, hear much of Indiana. But
do you have a close affiliation to Indiana or Nashville? Did you do some of your recording there?
So when I was still in Indy, I was often driving to Nashville like every month, working with people, doing shows, working with other musicians, other collaborators there. So I already kind of had that network and connection started. So then I just decided, okay, I'm gonna move there now. I think it's just the next best move. So, and it's a great music city. I mean, it's incredible for songwriting, and just the community is really cool. So
do you have plans for more collaborations in future?
I've been collaborating with some more people. Mm-hmm. So We'll see. Stay tuned.
So who do you think is your maybe biggest musical influence, or maybe your personal favorite?
Oh, yeah. This question is always so hard for me, because I literally have such an eclectic wide range of influences and inspirations. I mean, I grew up so inspired by so much soul music and so many soul singers. But I'm also so inspired by like Frank Ocean or Lana Del Rey and artists like that. And same with a lot of electronic music too. I came up a lot in that scene as well. So I'm so inspired by like Flume, Odessa, Jamie XX, people like that. So it's really just a hodgepodge really of inspirations, you know?
Now that you're saying Frank Ocean and Lana Del Rey, I can hear those influences.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Thank you.
I was thinking the soul. I really get a bit of the soul.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. See, there's a bunch of little layers of it. Yeah.
Who would be like your dream person to meet? Like music wise, to have a conversation about music.
Oh, a conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me think.
What's advice about music? Who are you going to?
Dinner party.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. A dinner party. Dead or alive.
That's a good element.
Yeah. Oh, we're opening it up. Sorry, there's a whole world.
That makes it even harder. Oh man. Dead or alive.
That was a tough question.
Sorry. Yeah. No, sorry. I'm just going into the depths of my mind right now. Musically, like of legends, we're talking legends. I mean, like Michael Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Stevie Wonder, like all those classics that I just feel like are geniuses. I would love to talk to and just pick their brain about. But then I don't know. I'd love to sit at dinner too with like Frank or someone. So, you know, that's
seems there's
that's
a lot
hard.
Going on in that.
There's,
vibe.
Yeah, right.
There's definitely not going on.
Yeah, mysterious. Right. Yeah. Like I feel like there's some
new album.
Right. Yeah.
It's an ocean up.
Yeah,
there.
That would be the real question. Is just when's his next
when's
album
the new
dropping?
Album?
Yeah.
True.
Exactly.
Sorry. This is completely unrelated to anything.
No, no worries.
I was wondering if what kind of foods have you endeavored in on your travels here thus far?
Here, oh, yeah. Okay. Tried a lot of the pies.
Which you rejected,
I tried a lot of the pies. The beef pie, chicken pie, a lot of pies.
Big pie culture.
Oh, I don't know if I had steak and kidney. Okay, yep, yeah. I had that. That was great. I had that. That was good. What else did I try? Oh,
of course.
The fish and chips. Yes, wait. I had some of the best fish and chips when we were in Birmingham, which is where Steve is from over here.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that was a staple that we tried. I feel like those were the standouts that I tried.
I feel like we should ask Steve a question.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough type.
No. Yeah.
What do you think of England now that you've been, obviously... You've been to the smaller cities because sometimes the rest of England, especially the north of England, is completely forgotten. It's
right.
Just London.
Right.
And then if you kind of go past, you're like, oh, there's also Cambridge and Oxford and then you might reach Birmingham.
Was Nottingham ever on your radar?
Initially, so I had not before we did this radio tour, really. I'd heard of it.
Yeah.
But it's been so, so cool to see. Honestly, like my favorite parts of England that I've seen have been these towns that we've come to. Like truly, like it's so beautiful here, especially like we've gone through a lot of the English countryside too. Yeah. That was so beautiful.
Lovely day for it.
Yeah. It's beautiful, right? The sun is shining.
Through like fresh eyes.
Right. Yeah. And all the sheep on the little hills are cute.
The sheep are lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cute.
Big fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be great. Imagine we could just admire England because we see it. We're just like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
It's grey and drizzly all the time.
Yeah.
Come in summer. You are, but it'll be even better then.
Yeah.
And you said that this was your last stop on your tour.
Yeah. This is our last stop of our 2-week tour. Yeah.
Are you going home tomorrow?
So we're going to London actually tonight. We'll be in London tomorrow. I have a few more. I'm doing some Zoom radio interviews and then a meeting as well. But yeah, then we're heading back on Saturday.
Wow.
So
you have a few hours in Nottingham before you go back to London.
I don't know about a few hours. I think we're heading back pretty quickly after. I know.
It's a real trip to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We drove by that. Yeah. We just drove by and we're looking at that.
Have you been to any pubs or like anything like that since you've been here?
Since in Nottingham?
Yeah.
Well,
in England. Yeah. Yes. When we were in Liverpool, we did. Yeah, we went to the famous Cavern Club.
Oh,
classic. Yeah, yeah.
Great nightlife.
Yeah, but otherwise, just been pretty busy. But
yeah.
There's great pubs though. We've been to a few other pubs, I guess.
There's a lot of pubs.
Pubs in America, is that right?
We do, but it's not the same. You guys have a pretty good pub scene here.
There's more pubs than people here.
Yeah, we have pubs. That's what I love. I feel like any street you're on, there's probably like two or three pubs. That's one of my favorite
every time
things.
You turn a corner,
I mean, back in the States, we definitely have a lot of like, we call them bars and stuff, but they're not as like cute. Not all of them are as cute and quaint as your guys's. So,
what do you think is from what you've seen of England? What do you think is like the biggest difference between America and England? Oh. It's quite a broad question.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the terms like you guys use it crack me up.
What do we say?
Or how you call headphones cans?
Do we?
Oh, someone said that to me recently. or he's been teaching me. Now I keep saying proper or cheeky.
Proper.
Yeah. Which maybe that's a Birmingham thing.
Whoever told you we called headphones cans was pulling your leg.
They said put the cans. Maybe I was in Scotland when they said that. Oh, okay. I think I was in Scotland.
Yeah, don't know.
Never mind. Yeah, that was that. But I'm trying to think what else is so different. Yeah. Oh, well, you're driving on the opposite side of the roads. I'd get used to that. Yeah.
That must have been a bit weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's great.
Back to your music. Sorry,
digress. No, I like it. It's great.
Do you have a favorite song to perform?
Ooh, I think my favorite song to perform lately has been Something Better or Reaching.
Okay.
One of those two is fun. We kind of build that one up live. That's really fun.
Nice. You mentioned Reaching a lot. Is that your personal fave? Or is it like picking children? Like you couldn't pick a favorite?
Oh, it is hard. It is like children. Yeah. They're like your babies when you make them. So I don't know. I feel like it changes again, kind of different vibes that I'm in. But I'd say maybe Life Lessons in the Parking Lot or the lyrics, I think, are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but yeah.
No.
Those ones are just some classic ones to me. Yeah, that kind of encapsulate the message of the whole project, really. So,
do you see them as your babies?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's hard to let them go out into the world sometimes. But then once you do, though, it's great. It's amazing. Yeah, so,
have you faced any like criticism? Or if you have, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, not outwardly yet. I'm trying to think.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, no. Not anything off the top of my head. Not too bad. Amazing. I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I've been lucky to be, you know, in a music city back home. And everyone here has been so kind and gracious and supportive of this music, which has been really, really cool. Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for her. So.
Good. Mm-hmm. Do you want to perform? Do you think we
can do a performance? Yeah, for sure. We can do that.
What would you like to perform?
Yeah, first we could do, we'll perform my single Life Lessons in the Parking Lot.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Cool. Rolling up on the rooftops, life lessons in the parking lot. Little revolutions and whatnot. Oh, that was our becoming. Yeah. Every valley's got its reason, and even angels got the demons. But it's up to me to find the meaning and let the light in, let the light in, let the light in. Let the light in, let the light in, let the light in. And though I know I fall down sometimes, but maybe it's 'cause down there is something I needed to find. Something that might be good for this tired mind. Oh. Something a mountaintop could never help me find. Every valley's got its reason. Oh. But even angels got the demons. But it's up to me to find the meaning. Let the light in, let the light in, let the light in. Let the light in, let the light in, let the light in. Let the light in, let the light in, let the light in. Let the light in, let the light in, let the light in.
Wow.
Oh,
incredible.
That was so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it acoustic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. He's amazing. Also, this is Matthias. Yes. He's an incredibly talented guitarist. Yes. Yeah. So,
yeah. What's it like been traveling with Matthias? Or
oh, it's been great.
Traveling with Julia.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
We had a lot of fun.
We have.
We didn't really know each other.
No.
How did you know?
Until like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, until 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We.
Been in the car for 2 weeks.
Literally, really got to know each other.
How'd you get on?
Yeah. No. Truly, though.
Like, how is it? And they're like, oh.
It was awkward. Oh, man. No, truly, I'm so grateful. Like, it's been perfect. I mean, we've got along so well. It makes it so, so much better, so amazing. And he's been just such a amazing talent, too, to work with. So it's been great. Yeah, we met through Steve, a mutual friend or someone we worked with. So,
Steve, bringing everyone together.
Yeah, really, the glue. The glue. Yeah.
The glue that holds everyone together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
I have a question about the song. Specifically, the thing that stuck out to me is the repetition of Let the Light In.
Yeah.
Do you kind of use things like that as like affirmations and manifestations?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I love using affirmations, especially like mantras. Like I like kind of almost meditating on a certain lyric. I hope my music can do that for others, because I just think that encapsulates so much of the message, especially by the end of the project that I was trying to get across. So repeating that line just felt really cathartic for me too, you know, just to really hone in that message of just to be able to let the light. I mean, there's so much darkness and craziness in our world now, like just to try to find those moments, whether they're big moments, little moments, to let the light in, I felt was important.
I certainly felt it.
You know, cool. Oh,
and when you
good.
Talk about darkness, what do you, like, any specifics, like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, my own journey, especially with this project, it was definitely like being heartbroken and not really knowing myself yet, or didn't really know truly how to love myself fully, especially at that period of my life. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of just a dark period in that way of just feeling a little lost, not really knowing how to give myself that love I was giving so much to everyone else, you know. So that was kind of that darkness for me that I had to work through and kind of find that self-love for myself.
Is that what you had in your mind for Love Me Instead? Because obviously
that song's kind of about the moment I finally chose to walk away from all those things, relationships, energy not serving me, and chose to love myself instead.
Keeping that love and energy for yourself rather
than
you maybe don't deserve it.
Just, you know, I think so many people have experience of giving so much love away to everyone else and for kind of neglecting themselves. That song was kind of a declaration of the moment I finally chose to give myself some of that love.
It's incredible having so much personal vulnerability in
I know, right? I'm like, well, yeah, here's just all of my personal journey, but I feel like
it's very brave.
I appreciate that. It's scary sometimes, but I also feel like it's the more personal it is for me, the more I find it connects to people, you know. I feel like more vulnerable it is, the more that can connect to each other, so
authentic
right, for sure.
In those times of darkness, it's so easy to feel alone and to feel like no one actually is going through something that you're going through, and then when you put it into song and then release it, you might, I don't know, have you been having have you got like fans saying, I feel the same way, like experiences as you? Mm-hmm.
For sure, that's actually probably been one of the coolest parts of this whole thing and putting out those songs, is there's been a lot of people that have reached out to me and said how some of these songs have helped them get through that dark time, or that it perfectly described that emotion they were feeling, or it's something that they lean on when they were feeling kind of lost themselves. And I've had a number of people reach out about that. That to me is like the whole reason that I do it, really, at the end of the day. So that was really, really special. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's what making this project was for me. And that's all I really wanted it to be for people, is kind of that companion for anyone on their own journey. Oh, sorry. I don't break his guitar first.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've literally forgotten what I was about to ask.
Well, I wondered if you wanted to play that other song.
Yes, we can do another one. We're going to do another single from the EP. It's called Need You Here.
Oh, thank you.
I ran away to the mountain, only place of peace and quiet these days. Airplane mode to stay afloat, overstimulation, too much information. If I'm losing my mind, how can I carry the light? And I hear your voice saying, gonna be alright, gonna be just fine. Just gotta step outside for a second, gotta clear my head for a second. Gonna be alright, gonna be just fine. Just gotta step outside for a second, remember who I am for a second. I'm caught in the rain, searching for silver linings. Screens hurting. Anxiety's flying high, but I can't live in this way. Tricks full of boxes to fit in. I'd rather let you down and listen to the trees saying, gonna be alright, gonna be just fine. Just gotta step outside for a second, gotta clear my head for a second.
remember who I am for a second. Oh no, no.
Wow.
It's so cool hearing it live. We've been listening to
yeah, sorry, I'm recovering from a bit of a cold, so.
Incredible.
If that's you recovering from a cold, then yeah, no. What do you sound like when you're completely well?
No. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Has there been a point in your music career so far that you've been like, this is really exciting, like this is a really big point for me?
Oh, man, honestly, I mean, being over here and doing this radio tour has been pretty awesome. It's been such a cool opportunity. It's the first time I've come overseas for my music, so that's felt like a really, really cool door opening. As well as some bigger shows too that I've played back home have been kind of those moments when I get to really feel that connection with the crowd has been really special, and hearing some people sing the words back, that's been really, really cool.
Yeah, it must be such a nice, like, I made it moment.
For sure, yeah. those moments have been really cool, but especially being over here has been awesome. Wow. So
yeah. Definitely.
And you were saying that you're going to some festivals this summer, and obviously you can't tell us which one.
Yes.
But do you have any experience of British festivals? Have you been to
I any? Actually don't. Oh. I haven't yet. I've been to a ton of festivals back in the US. I mean, I was always going to festivals with me and my friends, you know, I'm familiar with that, but not the British festival.
No,
so
they can be hardcore.
Yeah, sometimes. What are they like? Yeah.
Probably the big difference is the weather.
Okay, that's what I heard. I've heard it's rainy.
Yeah.
We cannot depend Predict. On the weather.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's been, like, Glastonbury's been flooded out.
Yeah.
Reading festivals.
Well, let's not freak her out.
In a really nice way, though.
Right, yeah. It's just, like, part of the vibe. Yeah.
This is the thing. It's definitely part of the experience.
The experience, okay, yeah.
You're being rained on, but you're watching
best ever,
and
right?
Yeah. Enjoying yourself.
I love that.
It's incredible atmosphere.
Amazing.
What US festivals have you been to?
Oh, so many. Bonnaroo, Electric Forest, Lollapalooza.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys know that one. Yeah. Okeechobee, you guys might not have heard of those. Mm-hmm. Really, so many. I haven't been to Coachella or anything like that, but I love, like, a lot of the kind of camping festivals are really, really fun.
Yeah,
so
Reading and Glastonbury and Leeds, they're like
camping ones.
Okay, cool. Yeah, have you guys done that?
Yeah,
done a few.
You didn't let me. Reading Festival is typical for post GCSE people, so 16-year-olds.
Okay.
And my mum didn't let me go.
Oh,
she was
no.
Worried about,
like, everything.
Yeah,
I wasn't allowed
till I was 18, and then even when I was allowed, she was like, sat me down for about 30 minutes.
Oh yeah,
like,
I got the spiel too. Yeah, right.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, don't do this. Don't do this. Yeah, for sure.
Have you been to any?
I've been to a few around, like, my parts. I'm from the east.
Okay.
From my parts, and I'm off to one this summer in Oxfordshire. Truck festival.
Okay.
Well,
that's
really
quite
cool.
Yeah,
it's a banger so I've heard.
It's more indie, it's not as mainstream.
Yeah. Okay.
Reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Truck festival.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Like, we need to prepare you for, like, UK festival vibes.
Yeah, no, I like this. This is good things to know. I need to remember. I know someone else told me to bring my poncho or something too.
Because Wellies. And
what are they, wellies?
Oh, wellies
are those rain boots?
Rain boots.
Okay. Rubber boots that come in these rain boots. Wellies.
Gotcha.
Wellies
okay.
is short for Wellingtons, but no one's going to call
cute.
Them.
Just taught you a new word. Wellies.
There we go. See, I'm going to come back with all these new words. I'm going to come back British.
But from, what was
cans.
It? Cans. Which
cans. Cheeky, proper. In it.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Can you do your best English accent for us?
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Let's see. A proper radio. What is a proper radio?
I'll take
in
that.
It.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
I get, when I say it, I feel like I get too, like, proper when I say it.
Yeah.
I gotta, like, chill it out a little. Yeah.
That's the default of, like,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Everything we see on TV, it's like, yes.
Please, come right. to weather.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's the best I got.
Oh, a lot of us say in it. I think I hear that.
In it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Adopt it. Take it back to America with you.
Yeah. Taking it back to Nashville.
Special word.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting what I'm going to say.
Sorry.
I'm wondering, how much time do you guys have left for us? Or
a minute or so.
Yeah. Okay, probably have to wrap it pretty soon. Okay. Yeah. Well, but I wish we could stay longer, though. It's been great.
It's been so cool. What's been your favorite city that you've been to? Obviously, you don't. Obviously, it's Nottingham.
Obviously, it's Nottingham. Yeah. Even though we've only been to be here for a short amount of time. Oh, this is hard because they're all so unique, honestly. Yeah. I really loved visiting York. It was really cool. I'd never been there. It's so cute. That was really, really cool.
I think you'd like my hometown.
Oh, yeah? Where's your hometown?
Norwich.
Okay. No. He laughs.
Hey, oh, nice.
He's from Birmingham.
It took 40 minutes for him to mention Norwich. Yeah. He loves
his hometown.
Okay. Well, I'll have to come visit
you're
there one
welcome.
Day.
Okay.
I'm from Essex, obviously.
Okay.
Obviously. Saffron Walden. So it's like near Cambridge. Yeah.
And Birmingham. Nice. I also have to say Birmingham because our Steve is from Birmingham. And
I'm going there next week, actually.
Gotta love Birmingham.
Cheeky bear? Yes, cheeky bear.
Cheeky bear. A proper cheeky bear,
isn't it? I also love Scotland. We went all through Scotland, so that was beautiful. So, everywhere. There was
Did you go to Edinburgh?
Yes, that was one of my other favorites. I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
love it there.
Really cool.
We're quite lucky. Britain has some pretty beautiful.
Yeah,
historical
they're very pretty.
Oh, historical. Yeah, so beautiful and so historical. That's been so fascinating too. How old everything is. You know, in America, we're babies. So so that's been really, really cool.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for coming.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys for having me and having us. We really appreciate it. This has been great. It's been a great combo.